Morris Mizalowski, our business futurist. Morris, good afternoon.
Hey, Dennis. Hi, Liz.
We're on top of the world, looking down on creation.
I can absolutely see the future from here.
I can. Well, you're close enough to it. It's a carpenter's song. We might have it to go up to news. We were talking about mobile phones a little bit last week. Before we start our discussion, we've already got callers waiting. Paul, good afternoon.
Hey, Paul.
Dennis and Morris, how are you going?
Oh, I'm excellent.
Just looking to upgrade our handsets, my business partner and myself. I'm thinking of the BlackBerry Bold and just comparing that to the Apple iPhone.
It really depends on what you want to do as an end result.
Yep.
I think the BlackBerry is a better business tool, and the iPhone is a beautiful personal tool.
Okay. So a bit more show in the iPhone.
The iPhone has some terrific apps, it has some terrific possibilities, but the BlackBerry is just a bit smoother in the way that it operates. You also get your emails in much easier. And the other thing for businesses with the BlackBerry, you can also get great deals on your internet usage. So you can get flat packs for them.
Okay.
And that might save you some money too. Both wonderful phones, really just depends on the purpose you want them for.
Nice. Good on you, Paul. Thanks for calling in. 96900693. What the mobile of the future, Morris, what's it going to be like?
Nothing like the one we have at the moment. What we have at the moment is a fixed device, which really grew out of a telephone, and they've been adding bits and pieces onto it, like caravans, for the last couple of years.
I've never seen a mobile with a caravan on it, but that's
pretty it just gets bigger and bigger, and they seem to be able to want to cram more and more stuff into it. The mobile of tomorrow is going to be a device that we'll carry around. It might be a bracelet. It might be something that we carry in our pocket. It's going to be something that really isn't all that large and bulky.
And will it still have the features?
It'll have the features and a lot more. The phone of the future is very much going to be like the personal assistant. It will know where we are, it'll understand what geographic region we're in, and it'll be able to give us messages about what's happening. So, for instance, if we want to go into a cafe or something, it'll be able to tell us the menu of the cafe and what's in there, perhaps if some of our friends are in there and what they're having. If we go into a department store...
How will it know what's the menu? So that relies on everyone...
It relies on that cafe or somebody that's been in that cafe putting the information up into the Ethernet. Now that's already happening. If you go to Google Maps, for instance, a lot of that's called geotagging.
Mm-hmm.
So you go to a specific region like a cafe or a shop or the Eureka Towers, and somebody puts up some information about it, and then somebody else can go to that specific spot and look at what's on it by hovering the mouse over. It's going to be exactly the same thing on the mobile phone. So we all will have created this information together and put it up there.
96900693 or 131332 if you're calling from out of town. What is a femtocell?
Femtocell, isn't that a wonderful word? It's a new device which we can buy for ourselves and put into our homes and offices. Some people don't get great coverage with their mobile phone, so they might only get a couple of bars of reception. But with a femtocell, which is really a little device, you plug it into the back of your computer at home, and it then relays and gives you a much better signal at home. So the device is about $300 or $400, just hit the States, and will come into Australia later this year.
For $300 or $400?
I'm not sure. It's probably a bit more than that.
It's moving so quickly. Google have got a new mobile.
They've got a whole new mobile, but more importantly, they've also got a new language called Android. So what Google decided to do was to write a system, or to write a mobile system that anybody can use, any manufacturer. At the moment, if you bought a Nokia or a Samsung or any other phone, you have to use that particular piece of software that comes with a phone, and maybe some other attachment that you can get down. What Google said is that's a whole lot of nonsense. We want to write a platform that everybody can use.
They've agreed, I think, for the future too, that all chargers, they'll use the same charging mechanism, so that if you buy a Nokia, or then you buy Samsung, that mm-hmm. the charging thing that you've already got will be the charger you can use.
And we're certainly looking forward to that, aren't we?
We
can have one device and charge by one thing. And while we're talking about charging, the cords are actually gone. There are now magnetized chargers, which is a plate. So it's a little plate. You put it on a desk or whatever, and you put your telephone on top of that. So all it needs to do is to touch it. You're not actually connecting a wire of any kind, and through that magnetic force, it recharges it.
And probably quicker.
And much quicker.
96900693 or 131332. You mentioned sort of a mobile phone will become your personal assistant.
Mm.
How will it do that?
So again, it's going to be able to keep track of you. It'll know where you are. It'll be able to give you your appointments. If you ask it to do something like phone somebody, and we can already do the basics of that, it will do that for you. It'll keep up with your friends. So really, this device will have learned by osmosis, because you've used it for a while. It'll know what you are and who you are and what's happening. So in many ways, you'll be able to get it to do things. Maybe not make coffee for you, but you will, for instance, be able to order coffee. It'll know what you want. So you'll be able to say, get me a cup of coffee. It'll go to wherever the nearest store is around you. it knows how your coffee is, it'll order that coffee for you and maybe even pay for it. All you need to do is walk down and pick it up.
Oh boy.
Sandrine, hello.
Hi Sandrine.
Good afternoon. I was just wondering, since they have come to an agreement about standardising how to recharge your mobile phone, when are they going to come to an agreement about having the keypad on the phone the same as the number keypad on the computer? You go from one keypad where number one is in the top left-hand corner, and then you go onto your keyboard on the computer, and number one's down the bottom left-hand corner. So you're constantly... When you change in the office from one keyboard to the other, or the phone to the keyboard, putting in the wrong number.
Sandrine's not happy.
She's not. And you're absolutely right. It's like moving from a QWERTY keyboard to an ABC keyboard. The answer, unfortunately, is I've not heard of anybody really pushing to standardise it.
You could be the beginning of change, Sandrine. Thank you for your call. After the break, more of your calls from Morris Mizalowski, our business futurist. Morris Mizalowski is with me. We're talking about mobile phones, the Obama phone.
The Obama phone. This is a little piece of unknown information. Obama got a new phone last week. He kicked up a real stink because he's the first president that wanted to have a mobile phone, because under American law previously, the president couldn't have a phone because everything he or she said was meant to be locked away. So Obama said he wanted it. Microsoft gave him a phone last week for free, a $3,000 phone, and it's supposed to be the most secure phone in the world. It's not for sale to the regular people, only for sale to CIA, FBI agents.
And presidents.
And president now. So he has a new, totally secure mobile phone.
All right, Morris, there's still so much more we need to discuss. Next week we're talking about social networking.
We are. So get your pens and papers out. We're going to talk about a 101 guide, a really simple guide to Facebook and Twitter.
All right. I don't even know what Twitter is, but I'll find out, I'm sure. Morris Mizalowski, MorrisYourEyeOnTheFuture.com.
That's it, .com.
No, .au.